Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Junior Giant Speaks right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're happy to be with you again this morning. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. There are a lot of things going on in the world, and we want to make sure that we are grateful for God's goodness to us and his hand of protection over us and over our children. This is Junior Giant Speech. This is a show for children, by children, and about children. And I'm excited this morning to have with me the Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, reporters.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I just want you all to know that I'm glad to have you this morning. And I just, after the events that are going on all over the country today, I just want to let the Junior Giants know how much they are appreciated and how much, how special they are to me and I know to their own families. We are going to be talking today about the holidays. We're all getting ready for Christmas. People are in Christmas programs. People are shopping, putting up trees, different kind of things, preparing for their holiday. And so on the show today, we're going to address, take Christmas from a different point of view. And we're going to look at, the children are going to look at, if they could be any of the Christmas characters, not a character, but the people that are in the Christmas story, if they could be any one of them, who would they be and why? And so I did it this way because I wanted them to take a look at the realness of the Christmas story, because it's not a story. It's not a fairy tale. It's really happened. And I want them to take a look at the realness, and if they could put themselves in that place, in Bethlehem, or in the fields with the shepherds, or be one of the kings that came in, or Mary or Joseph, what would that be like to have to make that journey? And so that's going to be our topic for today. We're also going to have a remote interview from our musical guest this morning. Our musical guest is Elder Eric High. He's a singer, songwriter, musician, preacher. And I have been looking forward to having him on the show. And the reason being is that he is very gifted, but he started using his talents way back when he was 3 years old. By the time he was 11, he was voted the best organist in the state of Colorado. And so I want the children to see that God can begin to use them early, so that by the time they are adults, they will be settled and grounded in God. So those are the things that we're looking forward to this morning. We're going to go on and get started. I do want to thank my parents and the grandparents who helped to get the show together for working with your children. I appreciate it. It's not taken for granted because I know it takes time and it takes away from the routine of your Saturday mornings. But I pray God's choice blessings on you and on our children. We're going to get started. And do I have any volunteers that would like to go first? Of course not.
Thanks.
Okay. So we're going to go on and get started. And I think I'm going to start with Grace. Grace, can you tell me this morning which person in the Christmas story would you most like to be like? Would you like to be?
I would want to be the angels that go and get the wise men.
Okay. Tell me why.
Well, because if it wasn't for the angel to tell them to go to Mary and Joseph, then the whole gift-giving thing that we do today probably wouldn't be possible.
Okay.
Because that's where it came from.
Okay. So that angel also gave word to Mary, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So you would be the angel. Okay. Are you getting ready for the Christmas holiday?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So if you were to describe how you would tell the disciples, describe that to me.
May I describe what?
Describe how you would come down and tell the shepherds. What would you do? What would you say?
I would come down because I think it was the star that directed them in, to where to go. So I really don't know. I guess I would tell them what the first angel said, well, what the original angel said.
Okay. All right, well, we have an angel. Let's see who else we have this morning. Danielle, if you could be anyone in the Christmas story, who would you be and why?
I would be Mary. Because,
okay.
Because God chose me out of everyone in the world to have baby Jesus, and that would really make me feel special, and I bet it made her feel special too.
Okay. I like that. Okay. What do you think your reaction would be if, we have an angel. So if the angel showed up to you at your house with a message, what would your reaction be?
I would probably be really shocked.
Okay. Would it scare you?
No, I wouldn't say it would scare me. It would just be shocking.
Okay. So you would be angel, and I like your reasoning, because one of the things that you have to realize is that even today, God has made choice of all of you young people, and those that are listening. We have some listeners this morning, and those that are listening, God has made choice of you. You're not an accident. You're here on purpose, and there is something that God has for you to do. And Mary wasn't an old girl. She was a very young girl when she had Jesus, because that was the in those times, they married young and had babies young. And so I believe the research says that she was around 15 years old. So she wasn't old when God decided to use her. So I want you to know that God can use you while you are young. Good job. I like that one. So now we have Mary, and we have an angel. Let's go to Donovan and see who Donovan would be. Good morning, Donovan.
Good morning.
Okay. Tell me who you would be.
I would probably be Joseph, because I would be having Jesus, which would be a miracle and a blessing to me. It would be an honor. So I would probably be Joseph.
Okay. How do you think Joseph felt? You know, he knew the baby wasn't his. How do you think you felt about having to take care of this baby?
I don't really think he felt bad or anything, because even though he was having to take care of a baby, he was still taking care of a very important person.
Okay. Okay. So you would be Joseph, and in the Bible tells us that Joseph, he thought about putting Mary away. And so that people wouldn't know that, you know, she had gotten pregnant. Would that be something that you would have thought of, you think, if you were Joseph?
Of course not. No.
Okay, why not?
Because even if I didn't want people to know that Mary was pregnant, I was still taking care of a baby, and why would I put her away? Because that would just be the wrong thing to do.
Okay. Well, I like your answer. Good job. Okay, so we have a Mary, we have a Joseph, and we have an angel. Okay, let's go to Miss Faith. Good morning, Faith.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
Good. So if you could be any one of the people that are in the Bible, the Christmas story, who would you be?
I want to be the angel that told Mary and Joseph that they were going to have a son named Jesus.
Okay, and why is that?
Because I want to be the one who would tell the great news to them and have that kind of responsibility.
Okay. So you think you would handle that well, that responsibility?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. As an individual, you see yourself as a responsible person?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So now we have two angels, a Mary and a Joseph. Okay? We're going to keep going. We're going to go to Dee Dee or DeJory. DeJory, tell me which person you would be and why.
If I were to be someone in that time, I would want to be Mary because she was the one that got to carry the person that would save us from our sins, that would forgive us, the person who would be laid on the cross so that we might have a better life. That's why I would want to be Mary.
Okay. And she had to be, I guess I always imagined her to be someone really special. And I loved her reaction. She didn't say no. She didn't get afraid. She didn't, you know, she was honored that God had chosen her. And I want to ask both DeJory and Danielle, do you feel, because both of you have chosen Mary, so do you all feel that you have been chosen by God?
Yes, sir.
What about you, Danielle?
What? Can you repeat that?
I said, do you feel, because you and DeJory chose Mary, and so I'm asking the both of you, do you feel like you have been chosen by God like she was?
Yes.
Why?
Because God wouldn't create someone for no reason. Everybody has a purpose.
Okay. And DeJory, what do you say?
Well, everyone goes through hard times. And so I think that the more that you go through, the more God has in store for you.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Okay. I like both of those answers. And both of you are correct. God didn't create any of us for no reason. And he wants to get the glory out of each one of your lives, or in other words, he wants to bless you, and he wants you to give him the credit for blessing you. And he wants to do great things in you all's life. You all were created to do great things. And so I don't want you to ever forget that. What you do is important. And don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Imagine if Mary had given up and said, oh, I don't want to do it, I'm afraid, or ooh, I don't know why he chose me, I'm not good enough. We don't ever want to feel like that, because we have to understand that God has chosen us for a reason. And while we may not understand that reason, we have to know that we are not an accident and there is purpose to our lives. And as you get older, you'll find out what your purposes are. And some of you may know, but all of us are created to give God glory. And so that's something that you have to know without a doubt. Okay, we're going to move on. And let's ask Miss Ariana. Good morning, Ariana.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Okay, so if you could be anyone in the Christmas story, who would you be?
I would probably be one of the wise men.
Okay, why is that?
Because they gave Jesus, because they came to Mary and Joseph in the barn, and they gave them gifts. And if it wasn't because of them, and one of the angels told them, we wouldn't be having gifts right now.
Okay. Okay. So you would be one of the wise men. And
mm-hmm.
Okay. And you like the thought of being able to give gifts to God.
Yes.
Okay, so tell me now, today, what kind of gift can you give?
To God or just, like, to people?
To God.
Well, it is a gift from God because he gave us in our lives today. And all you really can give to God is your love for him because you are me right now.
Okay. So that is one of the greatest gifts you can give him is your love and your, you know, your life, living for him. And that's the gift that he wants the most is your heart. Okay, I like that one. We're going to go on, and I think we're going to ask Brother Simeon. Good morning, Simeon.
Good morning.
Simeon was in a program on last night, and he got to play one of the characters. What character did you play on the program last night?
Angel Gabriel.
Okay. And you did a wonderful job. The show was absolutely wonderful. All the children were great. If you were to choose, which character would you be in the Christmas story?
Angel Gabriel.
You would be Gabriel also?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and why?
Because I would be happy to tell Mary and Joseph the good news of Jesus coming.
Okay. And so I think of Gabriel as coming down and almost like a reporter giving the good news. And so when you receive good news, what do you do? When you're able to give someone good news, how does that make you feel?
I feel very excited and happy.
Okay. So I can imagine that that's how Gabriel must have felt because the information that he was giving was the most important information that was ever shared with anybody ever. And so that would be a good person to be, is the angel Gabriel. Okay. And have I missed anyone? Did everyone get to tell me what person that they would be? Would you like to add on? We didn't miss anyone? Okay. Well, I think I want to tell you who I would be. I think that I would like to be Elizabeth. Now, Elizabeth was a different character. She found out she was Mary's cousin, and she was an older woman, and she hadn't been able to have a baby, but she found out that she was pregnant, and the baby was going to be John the Baptist. But when Mary came to visit Elizabeth, the baby that she was carrying started praising God in her belly. And she could feel it just leaping in her belly when Mary came to tell her that she was expecting. And what that let us know is that even as Mary was carrying Jesus, the very presence of God was with him. And when he came into the room where Elizabeth was, the baby in Elizabeth's belly recognized that this was God's son, and he just began to leap in her belly. And I think that I would like to be Elizabeth for that very reason. And so as we are closer to Christmas, I want us to remember the whole Christmas story, to think about what a precious, wonderful gift we have been afforded in Christ Jesus. And so let us celebrate him in true fashion, not just with the gifts we're going to get or even the gifts we're going to give, but remembering that Christ the Savior was the best gift ever. And so with that, we're going to get ready to do our interview. And like I said, this is a remote interview from our music director, Arielle Mack. She is interviewing Elder Eric High. So I want you to listen and enjoy. And following the interview, we will play a snippet of one of his songs. So hold on, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Good morning, Mother Eric.
Good morning.
Well, how old were you when you first got, when you first started being involved in music?
If you really should be told, I think I was about 3 or 4 years old. I was singing in big choirs, adult choirs, real early when I was real young. I was singing with the old people.
What instrument did you play?
When we were younger, our parents had us playing several different instruments, piano, violin, cello, things like that. I went to like All City and like cello and stuff like that. Can you believe that?
What role did your parents play in encouraging your music?
Well, they greatly encouraged us because one thing about it, they always had us exposed to different instruments and different things like that. Just to see what instrument we would gravitate to and see what we wanted to play. You know, mine just happened to be the piano.
Yeah. Were there times when you were afraid or nervous about singing in front of people?
I can't say that it was to me. Sometimes as I get older now, it's easier for me to get nervous. But when I was a kid, sometimes kids, they don't have any fear. They're just ready to go. And I remember even while I was a kid, that basically, they kind of kept us in a way to where we, you know, would be before a whole bunch of people, even as kids. We sung in like convocations or preached like a big convocation, you know, as a little kid. So, yeah, it was only God, though.
What is it that you know about music?
Music can be healing. Music touches the heart. Music comes from the heart. Especially the music that we do, it comes from God. And anything that comes from God, it just is soul music. That's what I call it. Because there's healing in His music. He's in His music, you know. And that's why I encourage all the young people, you don't have to take anything from the world. You can do great things just for God. He's the creator of all things. He can create anything, all music, songs, everything.
What was the first song that you ever wrote?
Wow. It was a long, many, many years ago. And I think the first song I actually... I didn't write it. Excuse me. I actually arranged it, and the song was "Walk in the Light," and I taught it to the choir. I remember the first song I ever led was like a big choir. I think I might have been 7 or 8 years old, and I led it in front of this big audience and big choir, and the Lord just really anointed us as a kid. And I've had a tremendous life. I even traveled as a kid. God blessed me to travel as a kid. Across the country, the different churches, preach, sing, you know, do all kinds of stuff as a kid. So there's no way that kids can tell me nowadays, oh, I gotta wait until I get older. You can do great things for God, even as children.
Who has the greatest influence on you musically?
My parents, well, actually, my family is a multi-talented family. Everybody had to do something in our house. Either you sung, played the drums, played the instrument, did something. You were like an oddball if you really didn't do anything in our family. But my parents, I love like Thomas Whitfield, different ones like that. Real good sound musical people.
Who's your favorite artist now?
Even as I said before, I think Thomas Whitfield, he's gone, he died. But he was very influential in the type of songs I write. Old Commission, they were very influential in the type of songs, quality and quantity of songs, the depth of songs, those kind of people.
What would your advice be to young people who want to become involved in music?
Stay at it. Don't stop. Don't quit. You know, you can do all things. The Bible tells us that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. And if God's going to give you, has already given you the ability, it's up to us to see through what he wants us to do. And it's, I feel there's good songwriters, and I think there's writers. I think there is music that just sometimes only has a good beat and no good content to the lyrics that they're saying. And I think in some of the songwriting gospel music today, there are very good ones that are coming from the heart of God, and then there are some that are just kind of just self-promoting.
What music do you have for us this morning?
I think I brought one of the songs that's coming on one of our upcoming CDs. It's called It Won't Be This Way Always. A real short song. It's just a quick praise just to encourage the people that it won't be this way always. People are going through losing their job, recession, all kinds of bad things that might be happening. But the one thing that looks bad, God can turn what looks evil into good. Because the Bible tells us that all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord, to them that are called according to his purpose. And that's one of the songs we just brought. I hope you guys enjoy it. It's called It Won't Be This Way Always.
Okay. Well, bye. And have a great afternoon.
Thank you for interviewing me. I feel so special.
You're welcome.
And you be encouraged and you stay in the Lord, okay? And to all the young people, stay in Jesus. And only what you do for Christ will last.
Okay. Well, bye.
Bye-bye.
And we're going to hear It Won't Be Like This Always. That's what we're going to listen to this morning. Here we go. It won't always be this way, and that's a true saying. It won't always be this way. The hard times that you're having, even as children, the things that you're going through that may be difficult, it won't always be this way. But I also want to encourage our young people. Like he was saying, he's been doing this since he was 3 years old, and in his family, that's all they did was music. Their father played the guitar, their mother played the piano, and all of his siblings play some type of instrument and sing. But they were raised to give God glory and to use their talents and gifts for God. And that being said, I want us to think about, I want all the reporters to think about, so you're going to all have to answer, so listen up. What is your gift? This is the season when we talk about gifts. Gift giving and getting gifts and things like that. I want you to think about what is your gift? What gift do you feel like God has given you to share with other people? Gifts are to be given. They are not for you to keep to yourselves and, oh, this is my gift and I don't want to share. That's not what gifting is about. God has given each one of you a gift. Everybody's gift is not the same. some gifts are unique, and they're all unique because you're unique. No two people are the same. So I want you to think, this is the question, what is the gift that God has given you to share with others? There are gifts like word, being able to encourage other people. There are gifts like singing, and there are gifts like, they're just different gifts. I want you to think about what yours are. Some people may be writers. Some people may be helpers to help other people when they're in need. There are a bunch of different gifts, and I want you to think about what yours is, because when you know what your gift is, it helps you as you grow in life to be able to decide what it is that you want to do with your life. And so before you answer the question, so you have a minute to think about it, reporters, before we answer the question, I do want to speak briefly about what's going on in Connecticut. All those precious children who were killed on yesterday, our hearts do go out to their parents and to their families, to their brothers and sisters, and we want to know them, to know the families, to know that we are praying for them, and that we are lifting them up to God, because really the only one that can comfort them, the only one that can do anything to help them is going to be God. And I'm sure that this is a time when they don't understand why such a thing would or could happen. But right now, it's just a time to remember those children fondly. Anytime you have children in your presence, it's a wonderful thing, because children are wonderful people. And so we are praying for them, and we're praying for those families and the people that go to the school, and even the other children that are at the school who were affected so grievously by this event. And I want to encourage my children that are listening, even the Junior Jai reporters, to pray before you go to school. Have your parents pray for you, pray over you. I was looking at a young lady on Facebook who talked about every day she went to school when her forehead was greasy and oily. But the reason that it was oily was because before she left the house, her mother put blessed oil on her and prayed for her before she left for school. And so I want to encourage you all, ask your parents if they don't do it already, to pray over you before you go to school. Pray God's covering over you and your friends. There's an old song that says, take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. That means to school and everywhere else that you may go, because we need God's covering and we want it. So ask them to pray, and you pray. Ask the Lord to be with you in everything that you do. I promise that if you take God with you everywhere you go, the things that you do will be better. You'll be better at things than other kids because God is helping you. And so when you consider him, he considers you. So with that being said, we're going to move on to our question. I just want you all to be encouraged. Take God to school. He needs to go to school. The school needs God there. And so don't be ashamed to take him. Don't be ashamed of God. Don't be ashamed of your relationship with God. He can use you as a light so that other kids can come to know him. Now we're going to go on and see what my answers are to this question. What is your gift? Okay. Simeon, can you tell me what you believe your gift is, the gift or gifts that God has given you?
Acting.
Acting? Okay. So you want to be an actor?
I don't really know if I want to be an actor or not. Well, for Jesus, yes, but not for, like, a job.
Okay. So do you have more than one gift?
I don't know exactly.
Okay. And the thing that you do, so that some people, you may not know all of your gifts yet, but what you do is that, like, if you're interested in something, you learn as much as you can about it, okay? And then you'll find out whether or not you like it, you don't like it, what's going on, but learn everything that you can about it so that you can make a good decision. And so that's when you know whether or not this gift is for you. okay, because I know that you're good at a lot of different things, Cindy, and so some of them things you're just going to have to try them out and learn about them and see if they fit you, okay?
Okay.
Next, let's see. Ariana, tell me what your gift is.
Well, God bless me to have a thing to sing.
Okay. So you believe your gift is singing?
Mm-hmm.
And also
writing.
Okay. Do you write songs?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to look into that. Okay?
Okay.
So that's a good thing. And I want to encourage you to use your gifts for God and to help other people. There's nothing like when you're ministering to other people if you can sing a song to them. It helps them to feel better because music will always help you feel better. Okay? So that's a good gift. Tell me, Faith, what is your gift?
My gift is, I think, it's like to bring people in the right direction.
Okay. How do you do that?
I do it by, with my talent that I have, is I believe my talent is acting, and I lure people in the right direction by telling them how blessed they are and what God has done for them.
Okay. Well, that's a good gift. That's a very good gift. It's very important. And I want you to be encouraged in doing that, and don't let anyone talk you out of your gift. Okay? Sometimes when we say, this is what I like to do, other people may want to tear you down and say, you can't do that. Don't listen. The Bible tells you that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. So I want you to know that you can use your gift. Whatever your gift is, you can use it. Okay? And Danielle?
Yes?
Tell me what your gift is.
I guess I know how to sing and draw.
Okay. And how do you feel like you can use your gifts for God?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Okay. Well, I want you to start thinking about that. If you can sing, you can sing songs for Jesus. You can, that's one of the ways. If you draw, you can draw things that encourage other people, you know, whatever your pictures are. It could be something that could encourage other people. That's how God can use your gifts. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Shishori, tell me what your gift is.
My gift is singing.
Okay. So you like to sing?
I love to sing.
Okay. How does singing make you feel?
Well, when I'm feeling really low, I sing, and I always have a smile on my face when I sing. It's like singing is what laughter is for some people.
I like that.
So, yeah.
So that's your special thing, is to be able to sing.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and everybody needs that, for real. My special thing is if I can write, if I can sit down and write, I'm going to feel better. You know, it's going to take me to a place that's a better place for me. So that's good to know. That's good. Grace, tell me what your gift is.
My gift is, I think, is writing and the guitar.
Okay. What do you like to write?
I really don't know. It's not exactly poetry. It's kind of like life lessons that I learned throughout time, I guess.
Okay. That's very good. Okay. So you are a writer. And how can you use your writing for God?
Well, like every time, like I write it when I'm feeling happy and then when I feel like it's all over and nothing's really going to happen for me, I read it and it makes me feel better, I guess.
Okay. And maybe sometimes when you see other people that are feeling down, you can share with them some of the things that you write. And that would help them to feel better. Okay, because the things that we go through are never just for ourselves. So if you're going down and you're feeling down and your writing makes you feel better, then God has given you that gift to help somebody else. So if you share with them, sometimes it'll make them feel better also. Okay?
Okay.
We have some very gifted young people here this morning. Donovan, tell me what you believe your gift is.
I don't really have, like, a talent or anything, but I'm very creative. I like to draw. I usually draw whatever's on my mind. If I get an image in my mind, I like to draw it.
Okay. That is a gift. That's a talent. And sometimes we think that a gift or a talent is, oh, I sing or I play music. No, it's the thing that you do, that the gift that God has given you, that's something that you're good at, that you're able to do. Okay? Some people have more than one talent. Some of you guys have the gift to encourage other people, to make other people feel better. And that's a powerful gift. Sometimes some of you have gifts of help. And what that is you're so willing to help other people. If you see people in need, that you're willing to help them. Ariana, I really feel like that's something that you have, is a gift to help other people. And all of you have different gifts, and I think as you grow and get to know yourselves, you're going to find out the things that you really enjoy doing, the ways that God wants to use you. And I want you to hear another question. Get ready. Why would God give you a gift? Why do you think he would give you a gift?
So we can help other people with it and make him feel happy.
Okay. That's good. Who else? Why do you think God would give you a gift?
I think God would give us a gift so that we can tell the world about him in our different ways.
Okay.
Oh, and to lead other people in the right direction.
Okay.
Yeah,
anybody else? Simeon, why would God give you a gift?
I think God would give me a gift to help people to dedicate their lives to Jesus so they one day might go to heaven to live with him.
Okay. All of you are correct. And the one that I liked is God has given us, everybody has a different gift. And so that there are so many different people in the world, you have to be able to reach them in different ways. And so if you might have the gift to write, you might have the gift to sing, you might have the gift to draw, you may have the gift to create all kinds of things. Whatever your gift is, God gave it to you because he felt like he could trust you with it. When he gives you a gift, he wants you to use it for him. You'll enjoy it, but ultimately it is for God's glory. And so did I miss anyone this morning with your gift?
Sister Sharon, this is Brother Charles.
Yes.
your show is actually being a blessing to me. I didn't know. I just wanted to ask you if I could just say one thing. Also, just to dovetail on what you're talking about, it's amazing how your gifts, there is a scripture in the Bible that says your gifts will make room for you and bring you before great men. And to just remember how I never knew that I would be a teacher, and God gave me a dream walking up flights of stairs. And when I got to the 8th flight of stairs, I saw a classroom with chairs in it, and he told me that I would be a great trainer, like someone that worked at my company. And now I go all over the country and I train everywhere and I encourage so many people. So I just wanted to say to you, I appreciate what you're telling the children. And not only that, I wanted to encourage the children that whatever gift God gave you, whether it's creativity, deal with you in dreams and in visions, to start a company, he can give you a thought and do some wonderful, wonderful things. And if you use it to his glory, not only will it bring glory to him, it'll also bring glory to them as well and help supply their needs. So I just say that because I was just listening in, and it's so wonderful to hear the children being encouraged, and I appreciate what you're doing this morning.
Well, thank you, Brother Charles. And it is true, young people, if you have a gift, God's going to give you a way to use it. You don't just have a gift so you can say, well, I have a gift. Okay, it is so that God can use you, so that he can use the gift that you have. It's going to always be to help somebody else, but it will also help you and be a blessing to you. I need you to learn how to look for the greatness that's in you, because greatness is in each and every one of you. To those that are listening, other than not just the reporters, but to those that are listening, greatness is in you. And the reason that you know this is because God created a place in you for him. And so he's in you. He created you, and he created you to be great. And I've been listening to T.D. Jakes, and one of the things he says, don't get sidetracked at being good when you can be great. And so greatness is in each and every one of you. I see it in you in so many different ways. And I don't want you to be afraid to try new things and see what you're good at. See what interests you, what piques your interest. Because there's something out there for each one of you, and it's something great. Your name may not be up on in boxcar letters, big old huge letters up on a big sign and says, so-and-so is great. That might not be it. But when you can help somebody feel better, when you can say an encouraging word that lifts their heart, that's greatness, okay? And you don't know how important it is sometimes to just say the right word that God gives you to say to somebody, and it makes them feel better. When my daughter was a child, a little girl, she would say things to me right at the right moment that would just make my heart happy. To me, that was priceless. And to other people, when you share your gifts with them, what you're doing is priceless. And so I want to encourage our children. I want young people, I want you to be encouraged that you are gifted for a reason. And don't think that you have to be like everybody else, because God didn't create you to be common. He didn't create you to be common. He created you to be extraordinary. Okay, not common. Common is what everybody else, standing on the corner is common. Lying is common. We don't have to be like that. God created us to be extraordinary. Okay, extraordinary individuals. And so just be encouraged. You all have gifts. Use your gifts to make someone else happy, to help someone else. I'm very proud of this group of young people you guys have shared with us. This is our last show of the year, and we're getting ready to go into our next year, as we go into this holiday season. I want to ask also, I know you all are getting ready for the holidays. I want someone to share with me. I want to start with Grace. Grace, share with me one of your family traditions for the holiday.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Did I catch you off guard?
No, my sister just walked in my room. Well, what we do is we always have people come over. And we just have a good time, and we usually play cards card games every year.
Okay. There's nothing like having company and just enjoying your family. That's a beautiful time. Dee Dee DeJory, tell me one of your family traditions.
Well, one of my family traditions is that when we're with the family, we all get together and we read the Bible. We read a scripture out of the Bible, and then after that, we usually pray, and then we open our gifts. And we have a big breakfast or dinner, depending on what time it is.
Okay. All right. I know when I was growing up, we had to do all that. We had to make our beds, get dressed, eat breakfast, do all that before we could open the presents. It really used to make me anxious. Okay. Let me ask Donovan. Donovan, tell me one of your family's Christmas traditions.
Usually, after we open our presents, we early in the morning, we open all our gifts, and then we celebrate, we have a big breakfast. Then later in the afternoon, we invite all of our friends and family over, we have a big
breakfast.
Okay. So are you looking forward to the holiday?
Yes.
Okay. Well, good. Simeon. Simeon, tell me one of your family's traditions.
Well, every year I go to one of my uncles or my auntie's house, and then we eat like dinner or lunch or breakfast, and then we open our gifts.
Okay. What did you want for Christmas this year?
I wanted a Kindle Fire, a Lego airplane, and a remote control airplane.
Okay. Danielle? I think, did I lose her? Danielle, what is one of your Christmas traditions?
Our family usually we have a Christmas party, and then we do a gift exchange at the party.
Okay. Do any of you all get to open a present on Christmas Eve?
No.
No?
No.
Wow. That was the best.
My mom doesn't let me open my presents early.
Okay. Well, don't get that in your mind. I don't want you to get in trouble. I just know that when we were growing up, we all got to open one present on Christmas Eve. And I think that just made you more anxious for Christmas morning because you wanted to see what else was up under the tree. Okay. Ariana, tell me one of your family traditions. I think I have lost her. Okay. We're going to get ready to bring the show to a close. Someone has me on speaker. Please take me off. We're going to get ready to close this show. But before we go off the air, I want us to say a prayer for the families in Connecticut because we know that they are hurting today. I can't begin to imagine the hurt that the parents are feeling at the loss of their children. And I just want our children to know that they are loved and appreciated. And to take God with them wherever you go, take God. Ask him to cover you and keep you. If your parents send you someplace, you go where they send you, no place else. Because when you're covered, when they're you're staying under their covering, when you're walking in obedience. So I want you to take God with you to school. Take God with you everywhere you go. But you are loved and you are appreciated. And so we're going to take a moment and we're going to say a prayer for the families in Connecticut. God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your goodness to us, and we thank you, God, for these dear children that you have given us, Virginia Giants. And, God, we ask that you would comfort the hearts of those parents and those brothers and sisters who are experiencing loss this morning. In Jesus' name, we ask, God, that you would do for them what no one else but you can do. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. We ask, God, that you would look over the children that attend that school because they were affected, God, by the events of yesterday. And we ask, God, that your hand of protection, God, be with them and comfort them. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. And, God, we ask that you touch all parents everywhere. Give them how to rear their children in the fear and the admonition of you. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. All right, young people, I just want to say Merry Christmas. And God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. And we are gearing up for the Junior Giants cookie exchange on December 28th. That's where each one will bring a dozen cookies. We're going to play some games. We're going to have some meetings. Just enjoy each other's company. I know many of the young people that are on this call are also going to be in the art show that's going to be on the 22nd at High Point Christian Tabernacle. So they're getting their art in on tomorrow so it can be in the exhibit as we prepare for our Christmas concert. Those are all of the announcements that I have for today. I want to say Merry Christmas. We want to thank again Elder High for being our musical guest, and we want to thank Brother Charles for his words of encouragement. But we all want to say you all be blessed, enjoy the holidays, stay safe, and love one another. We're going to go out with listening to Brother Eric's song again. You all have a wonderful day. I love you all. Bye-bye.
The Spirit is upon me, and he has anointed me to rap. Let me tell you about some guys I know. They were sitting in the back.